In the heart of New York City, where dreams and reality collide, we witness the electrifying romance of Cleo and Frank, a love story that begins with intoxicating passion and ends in heartbreaking fracture. Their journey captures that universal experience of falling in love quickly and the subsequent realization that sustaining love requires far more than initial chemistry. Their story resonates deeply in our era of curated social media personas and rising divorce rates, forcing us to confront uncomfortable questions. How well can we truly know another person? Is love enough to bridge the gaps between us? Their relationship unfolds against the backdrop of addiction, mental health struggles, and cultural differences, elements that initially seem insignificant but gradually grow into insurmountable obstacles. What makes their story so compelling is how familiar it feels, the way we can see ourselves in both their euphoric beginnings and painful endings. They meet on New Year's Eve, wandering through winter streets as their conversation crackles with wit and charm. Frank makes Cleo laugh, creating a bubble around them that feels separate from the rest of the world. Cleo captivates him with her fresh perspective and artistic sensibility. Their chemistry is undeniable, that rare connection where conversation flows effortlessly and time seems to stand still. As they walk through the city, they begin sharing intimate details, their fears, ambitions, past wounds. Frank reveals his professional successes and personal doubts, while Cleo opens up about her artistic dreams and visa uncertainties. There's vulnerability in these exchanges, a willingness to be seen that forms the foundation of their attraction. Haven't we all experienced that rare moment when a stranger suddenly becomes significant, when chemistry is so strong it feels like destiny? Yet beneath this romantic beginning, subtle hints of their differences emerge, differences in age, background, and life experience that will later grow into chasms between them. Their meeting feels magical precisely because it exists outside the constraints of everyday life, a bubble of possibility before reality intrudes. By June, their romance culminates in an unconventional city hall wedding that perfectly captures their relationship's playful spirit. Eschewing tradition, Cleo wears a blue slip rather than a white gown, and a street vendor becomes their impromptu witness. There's something beautifully authentic about their ceremony. No elaborate decorations or choreographed moments, just two people making a commitment amid the everyday bustle of New York. After exchanging vows, they wander through city streets and stumble upon a shop offering aura readings. The reader tells them that compatibility isn't about sameness, but about enduring differences, a prophetic insight that will be tested throughout their marriage. Their dinner for 30 guests blends Cleo's artistic friends with Frank's business associates, creating a vibrant mix of personalities and perspectives. What's striking about this wedding is how it represents both the beauty and potential pitfalls of their union, the spontaneity that brought them together, the cultural differences they must navigate, and the whirlwind pace that leaves little time for contemplation. Their marriage begins as it was formed, quickly, passionately, and with a touch of magical thinking that life's complications can be overcome through love alone. But can a foundation built so quickly support the weight of everyday life? Even during their honeymoon in France, subtle tensions emerge. Frank's reckless pool jumping bet at their hotel reveals an impulsiveness that unsettles Cleo, who values simplicity over their lavish surroundings. When Cleo spends an evening with a local French boy who refuses to take her back to the hotel, she experiences both thrill and fear until Frank finds her on the dark road. Later, Frank's confession about work stress prompts her to question their relationship. These incidents expose their fundamental differences. Frank seeks escape through risk and extravagance, while Cleo craves authenticity and connection. Their contrasting needs, his for stimulation, hers for security, create an imbalance that foreshadows future conflicts. The honeymoon's glow persists, but the idealized romance begins giving way to complex reality. Cultural identity significantly shapes Cleo and Frank's relationship. her British background and his American upbringing create both intrigue and tension in their interactions, evident in their different social codes and expectations. Their wedding reception exemplifies these cultural contrasts, as Cleo's artistic friends mix with Frank's business circle. While different views on art, success, and relationships emerge, shared moments of connection bridge these divides. Cleo works to find her place in this new American context while preserving her British identity. Their social circle reflects similar themes. Quentin and Alex bond over their Eastern European roots, while Zoe and Jiro's date sparks discussions about race and identity. Santiago's Los Angeles experience highlights cultural adjustments in daily life. These cultural intersections reveal how identity shapes relationships in a globalized world, where increased exposure to different perspectives doesn't always translate to deeper understanding. As their marriage progresses, Frank and Cleo's individual struggles create a widening rift. Frank's once social drinking evolves into dependency, becoming a major source of conflict. During a confrontation at their countryside retreat, Cleo draws painful parallels between Frank and her alcoholic father, while Frank remains in denial about his problem. Meanwhile, Cleo's mental health deteriorates alongside her stalling artistic career. Her visa status complications increase her financial and legal dependence on Frank, deepening her feelings of inadequacy. The situation culminates in her hospitalization after a breakdown, where she's left on an ER gurney. The novel powerfully illustrates how personal struggles and relationship dynamics intertwine. Frank's alcoholism feeds Cleo's anxiety, while her emotional needs amplify his stress, creating a destructive cycle. Neither emerges as solely victim or villain. Both are complex individuals whose coping mechanisms ultimately damage themselves and each other. The final chapters explore healing and new beginnings as characters confront their broken relationship. Frank pursues sobriety to address his addiction, while Cleo finds healing through therapy and art, relocating to Rome's Fine Art Institute to create emotional and physical distance from her past. Their reunion in Rome reveals their individual growth. During their conversation, Cleo shares therapy insights while Frank acknowledges his past mistakes. In Cleo's studio, her more abstract and introspective artwork reflects her personal evolution. Their interaction suggests that while their romance has ended, their impact on each other continues. The endings remain purposefully ambiguous, suggesting that healing isn't about returning to an unblemished state, but integrating wounds into a deeper self-understanding. Their story questions whether love alone can sustain a relationship despite fundamental challenges. While their love was genuine, it couldn't overcome addiction, mental health struggles, and cultural differences. Yet their connection continued to foster growth and self-awareness, suggesting that love is less a fixed force than a dynamic process of continuous choice and transformation.